And I said this before, and it bears repeating, and moving right along. My older brother was a farmer. He raised soybeans and different stuff like that. And I've seen him, and he learned how to weld. I couldn't. And not that I could not change that, I just never took it up. And he learned how to weld, and I watched him weld stuff together on his equipment. And it would break again, but it wouldn't break in that weld, it breaks on weld. Something about welding something together. If you weld it right, that weld not gonna break. Something else may break. Amen. And so with that thought in mind, he said that your heart might be comfort. Your heart might be comfort. And see, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of people have a troubled heart, trouble. But when you know this, what I'm about to talk about, when you have a revelation of this in your heart, what goes on in the world, a world of darkness, it doesn't disturb you as rattling you, shaking you, and causing you to be fretful, upset, and all that kind of stuff, because you know that nothing can move you. You know your position with the Lord is fixed. It's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. No matter what comes or goes, you are stationed there. You are fixed in your position. Amen. That you hear it in the news, you see it on that in the world as you go to and fro, you hear of all kinds of stuff going on, disasters, destruction, but because we have found our place in Him, we know that it may come against us, but it'll never stop us, never overcome us. Amen. So listen up. He said that your heart might be comfort, knit together in love, and unto all riches. Unto how much? All riches of the full what?
Assurance
of understanding. I have the full assurance of understanding. How many times Satan have tried to bring confusion to your mind, and a person that don't have a working knowledge of the Word of God in their heart, they'll go off and say, I don't understand, I don't know what to do. It's so confusing. But you have the full assurance of understanding. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of Christ, of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Now notice verse 3. In whom hid all the treasure of what? What is hid in Him? All the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man what? Should beguile you with enticing words. All right. It's going to sound so much better to you when I read it from the Passion. So listen up. So I don't know if we have it back there, but listen up. Paul's writing to the Colossians. I wish you could know how much I struggle for you and the church in Laodicea, and for as many other friends I've yet to meet. I am contending for you that your heart might be wrapped in comfort of heaven woven together in love fabric. I'm going to read that again. I'm contending for you that your heart might be wrapped in comfort of heaven and woven together in love fabric. You ever see fabric, how they wove it together? You just don't go in there. Just once they wove together, it holds. Amen. He said, this will give you access. This, because your heart been woven together in love fabric. This will give you access to all the riches. How much of the riches?
All.
How much?
All.
Say this with me. I have access. To all the riches of God. Now listen to what it says. All the riches of God. All the riches of God. Great mystery, Christ. All the riches of God. All God. All the riches of God. Great mystery, Christ. 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 All right. Listen to verse 3. For our spiritual wealth is in him. So you see why the enemy will come and try to bring false or wrong information? Can you see why he will try to tell you and make you turn away from your spiritual walk and your spiritual insight into the things of God and turn to the flesh? Because all of your spiritual wealth is in him. Every bit of the wealth. So why would I waste my time fooling with something that it's gonna cause me to fail? It's gonna bring me harm. It might look good at the outstart or at the beginning, but its ultimate end will destroy me. So why would I do that? That's why he come with deception. As we've said many times over the course of years being here at this church, if you're going to poison the dog, you just don't put no poison out there on a stick or just pour it. If you're going to poison, you put in something he like. Something he'll eat. Hello?
Yeah.
And if you don't think he eats some hamburger meat, just throw it out there. Amen. And so he said, for our spiritual wealth, is in him. Watch it. Like hidden treasure, waiting to be discovered. Somebody told me, I didn't hear it, but I was told that just recently, now listen, just recently, they discovered a ship, not with millions, but they found it down, you know how, in the sea. And gold not going to ruin. And you may tarnish it, but you can brush it up and polish it up, brighten up just like it never been tarnished. And they found a ship down in the sea with billions of dollars of gold. It's been there all the time, but they just now discovered it. All this wealth that we're going to talk about tonight. Something I can't talk about all of it because I don't even know about it. I just know it's there. But we're going to talk about something. All of this wealth for you, for me, is waiting for you to discover. And so many times we allow other things to take up our time, and after we give it all that time, we leave there with nothing. Isn't that something? We put all that time into that. I mean, hard time. I mean, you know, your good time, valuable time. And when you put all your time into that, you leave with nothing. What a waste of time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.